The state legislature is passing the toughest in the nation gun control laws laid out by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The state Senate voted on the measure late Monday night. The assembly was expected to act on Tuesday morning. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
The measures close loopholes in the state's existing assault weapons ban to now include all assault rifles. Owners of the weapons will be allowed to keep their guns, but they must register them and can't sell them to others in New York State. Magazine clips holding more than 7 bullets will also be outlawed. Governor Cuomo, himself the owner of a Remington rifle, says the bills represent common sense measures that respond to recent gun violence, including the Newtown, Connecticut shootings 1 month ago.
This is a scourge on society. People have had to live through these tragedies, tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. And people are sitting there saying, you know, at what point do we get it? At what point do you say enough? We understand. No one else has to die. No more innocent loss of life.
And the governor says the new law, once passed, will be effective immediately.
It wouldn't make a heck of a lot of sense to announce a ban 3 days later and just generate, you know, hundreds and hundreds of sales of assault weapons in the state when we're trying to ban those sales of assault weapons.
By permitting the rapid vote, the governor also avoids drawing out publicity about the gun measures before the vote and preventing even more discomfort for some Republicans who co-lead the state Senate and who have some reservations about the bills. Senator Tom Libous of Binghamton also represents rural sections of the state's southern tier. The number two Republican in the Senate called it a tough vote.
I have had thousands of emails and calls. I have a large portion of my district who believe in Second Amendment rights, and they feel very strongly about this issue. I have to respect their wishes.
Libous ultimately voted no on the measure. Other Republican senators expressed more bitterness. Senator Greg Ball was one of only two GOP members to speak on the Senate floor.
We haven't saved any lives tonight, except for one, the political life of a governor wants to be president.
Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos admits many of his Republican members don't like the bills, but he called it a tremendous victory that the package includes stiffer penalties for use of illegal guns, something the GOP had fought for.
On balance, Second Amendment is protected, but also there are incredibly enhanced criminal penalties to keep people off the street that do not belong on the street, and really attacks the issue of illegal guns, which has been my number one priority, is going after illegal guns.
The measure also includes what Governor Cuomo calls the Webster provision, making it an A1 felony to kill a first responder with a gun. It's in response to the Christmas Eve deaths of two firefighters in the Rochester suburb who were killed by a gunman when they responded to reports of a blaze. The new law also tightens up the involuntary mental health treatment statute known as Kendra's Law. Mental health professionals will be required to report any patients who they deem might pose a danger to themselves or others. That information would be cross-checked against an expanded gun registration database, and that person would be prevented from buying a gun. If the patient already owns guns, police would have the power to take the guns away. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.